Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is January the 22nd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Exodus chapters 13 to 15. God always has a solution available close to us. We read in Exodus chapter 15 verses 22 to 25 like this. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters, then the waters were made sweet. The experience of the Israelites passing through the Red Sea is compared to water baptism that God has commanded for the New Testament Israelites that we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 1 to 2, the words of Apostle Paul. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. If that is the case, then God desires that His children go through a testing period in the wilderness as He did with the Israelites as they started their journey. In the case of the Lord Jesus Christ, right after His baptism in the Jordan River, He was also led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to go through a period of hunger, thirst and temptation. And we read that in Luke chapter 4 verses 1 and 2 like this. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days He ate nothing, and afterward, when they had ended, He was hungry. However, through the word of God, Jesus overcame the temptation to take the easy alternative offered by Satan to satisfy his hunger. This was not so in the case of the Israelites. After experiencing a great miracle from God at the Red Sea, the Israelites may have thought that their ongoing journey to the promised land would be smooth and uneventful. However, we read that they were led by God into the wilderness of Shur, where they spent over 3 days without a drop of water. God was testing the Israelites to see if they would trust Him for a miracle to supply them with water to drink. The Israelites arrived at Marah only to discover that the water was too bitter for them to drink and quench their thirst. Instead of calling out to God for help, they complained against Moses, asking Him to provide them with good water to drink. Moses then cried out to God, who showed him a tree standing nearby. When Moses immersed that tree in the bitter waters of Marah, it became sweet enough for the people to drink. God already had a solution available close by that was readily accessible for use in this situation. We can see other instances when a solution to a problem is available close by and God graciously provides it to His people. Three real-life examples are listed here. 1. When Hagar and Ishmael were about to die in the wilderness of Beersheba, and God heard the prayers of Ishmael and provided them water in the desert. And this is what we read in Genesis chapter 21 verses 19 and 20. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad a drink. So God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. Number 2, when Abraham found his lamb for the burnt offering that he could kill instead of his beloved son Isaac, and that is what we read in Genesis chapter 22 verses 13. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Number 3. When God opened the eyes of Elisha's servant so that he could see the heavenly army sent down to fight on their behalf. And this is what we read in 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Let us understand that God always has a solution close to us, which is readily available to us when we call upon His name. For the Israelites, God had a solution available for them not only in Marah, but also in Elim. God not only fixed the water problem, but also provided for them a place to rest. Even when our situation appears to have hit the wall, let us trust that God has a solution nearby, for He is still in control. He knows what we need and provides that for us in advance, even before we get to that tight spot. When we face impossibility, let us always remember that through it, God is giving us an opportunity to trust Him for a solution.